is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Generators, lanterns, and flashlights are all getting in Puerto Rico, where the power has gone out again. CBS's Christian Benavides.
So far, what is known is that the source of this outage was in the southern Puerto Rico. A transmission line apparently affected, and they're working to find out exactly where it went down. The totality of clients, meaning weekends currently without power.
Federal Judge James Boasberg says the Trump administration has demonstrated a willful disregard for last month's order to stop two El Salvador-bound deportation planes and warns he could hold officials in contempt of court. CBS's Scott McFarland.
If there's a contempt of court finding by the judge, he will allow the person accused, in this case the Trump administration, to purge that contempt. You want to honor the initial order? Anything else to rectify the matter? You can do that. If you don't, then he begins sworn testimony or sworn questions. If that doesn't things, he can appoint a prosecutor to try to make a case.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has spent recent weeks defending the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to El Salvador, despite an immigration court order preventing it. This afternoon, she cited another reason why he posed a danger to the U.S., citing a Maryland court record showing that his wife sought a protective order against him in May 2021 for domestic violence.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
President Japanese officials for trade negotiations and tariff talks at the White House. It is the president's first in-person discussion with another nation regarding trade since enacting 10% tariffs on most U.S. trade partners and pausing higher tariff for 90 days. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
It is actually rare for the president to sit in on a meeting like this without the leader of the other country as well. But this is a president who prides himself on being the deal maker in chief.
Japan's tariffs on country wants to make a deal as soon as possible. A man living on the streets may not be out there for much longer. CBS's Matt Piper.
An unhoused man has won $1 million jackpot lottery scratch-off game. He bought it from a liquor store in San Luis Obispo, California, where Wilson Saman is co-owner.
He couldn't believe like he won the much money, and he's like, oh, finally I'm off the street. I was very happy for him. He deserved every penny of it. He's going to be up in his feet again, living off the street.
He says the man bought $25 worth of lotto scratchers, first winning $200, then coming back the next day, winning the triple red 777 game.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows that your deadlines don't change, even when your job does. But with Lowe's Buy Online, Pick Up in Store, we'll help you adjust on the fly. And when you absolutely can't leave the project, we can deliver to your job site as soon as today. Lowe's knows pros. We help you save. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Images of dolls with familiar faces are flooding social media, but you cannot buy them in stores.
Hey, Barbie! Hey!
Who needs Barbie or G.I. Joe when you can create your own AI action figure, even if it is virtual? Everyone from Brooke and Marjorie Taylor Greene has been using AI to generate mini versions of themselves, then posting them to social media. Greene's comes with a gavel and a Bible, shields with a needlepoint kit, and a pet terrier. The New York Times says Vogue's Anna Wintour has been barbified, so has Beethoven. Others worried about ChatGPT have been hand-drawing their. One has a text bubble that reads, human made. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A story for Star Wars. This may have found a new Tatooine-like planet outside the solar system. Located 120 light years away, the planet appears to take an unusual path around two failed stars. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, even storms in the evening and breezy. Highs in the upper 50s. Still some storms around Friday, high near 70. Currently it's 37.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie.
Arctis Tournament. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and in sports, he talks about make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Only the best. Parkview Gardens provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep on Milwaukee Heating and Cooling for its spring tune-ups to keep your system saving you money and preventing breakdowns? From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and install. A1 Milwaukee today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Spring tune-up now.
If pain is stopping you from love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. Revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression tape, 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with pain for years and tried all thing, including chiropractic care, severe back, neck, and knee pain, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability. Get medical help right away for unusual bruising or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. Managing war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti. We're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will. See it right now.
forward to the weekend. And at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend.
Child is white, the whole Baby does the hanky panky. baby does the hanky panky.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Farm Rescue makes sure that alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
there's no time for the phone. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry?
We'll be right back. losing sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Trump administration appeals a ruling that finds probable cause for criminal contempt over last month's deportation flights.
The finding follows the administration's refusal to follow the judge's order to turn around the planes that were carrying Venezuelan migrants to a prison in El Salvador. While the White House plans to appeal, Loyola law professor Lori Levinson says this is just the beginning.
We are moving closer and very quickly to a real conflict between the courts and the administration.
The judge says the migrants did not receive due process. The White House says the president is protecting the country. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking here in Chicago, says tariffs could present challenging conditions.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
He says for now, the Fed is taking a wait-and-see position. The Dow fell nearly 700 points today. Another island-wide blackout hits Puerto Rico. CBS's Christian Benavides.
That means more than 1.4 million customers lost electricity. It happened earlier today, just before 1 p.m. Currently, it's unclear what may have caused this outage, but this is not rare for Puerto Rico. It's expected that it will take many days for electricity to come back to all parts of the island.
The Trump administration says it's suing Maine's education department for not complying with its goal of banning transgender athletes in girls' sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
The lawsuit follows weeks of fighting between the administration and Democratic Governor Janet Mills over whether Maine is a law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. Gender is also discussed in Britain's Supreme Court. Transgender women are not legally women under the terms of the UK, but as CBS's Vicky Barker, there's more to it than that.
The UK Supreme Court has unanimously British law granting women equal rights refers to biological women. But the justices made it clear that they ruled on a very narrow point of law and that trans women in the UK do have and will continue to have multiple legal protections here.
Actor Michelle Trachtenberg of Gossip Girl and Vampire Slayer died as a result of complications from diabetes. She was found unresponsive in her Manhattan apartment in February. New York City's medical examiner today amended the cause and manner of death following a review of lab test results. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, so what are you working